We're going to be following the fallout from Hurricane Michael for a while. Authorities now say at least 29 people have died in four states because of the storm. Residents of Mexico Beach, Florida, were allowed to see the damage there for the first time yesterday, many finding no trace of their homes, possessions scattered in the sands. As the Florida panhandle struggles to recover, midterm elections are just under 3 weeks away. Early voting begins on Monday in the state, and now ballots may be cast based on how candidates responded to the storm, especially in the key races for Senate and governor. Alexander Gonzalez from member station WLRN reports.
In the days leading up to Hurricane Michael's landfall, Governor Rick Scott did what any Florida governor would do during a hurricane: warn people.
Hurricane Michael is a monstrous storm, and the forecast gets getting more dangerous.
A monster storm, and the fourth hurricane Scott has had to respond to in his 8 years as governor. After Hurricane Michael passed, Scott shifted from warnings to gravitas.
Hurricane Michael is the worst storm that the Florida Panhandle has ever seen.
And one of the worst. Scott is doing his job as governor, but he's also a candidate running for a U.S. Senate seat against Democratic incumbent Senator Bill Nelson. That means Scott's response could make or break his campaign.
Are you confident, Senator?
Just the day before Hurricane Michael approached the panhandle, Scott got more than 5,800 mentions on TV, according to Politico. That was 10 times more than his opponent. Nelson tried to keep up. He made appearances on CNN and on PBS NewsHour.
Certainly, I hope it doesn't do for the panhandle of Florida what it did in Puerto Rico, because they were treated as second-class citizens. But FEMA, if it's on the ball, it won't do the second-class job.
In an interview about the hurricane, NewsHour's Judy Woodruff eventually asked Nelson about the campaign.
Your opponent in the Senate race, Governor Rick Scott, says he's going to be suspending his campaigning for the next few weeks. Are you doing the same thing?
Yes, ma'am. We've suspended our commercials in this area. By the way, in other parts of Florida, he is not. But now is not the time to talk about politics. Now is the time to talk about getting people made whole again.
According to Politico, super PACs backing both Scott and Nelson ran negative campaign ads in areas that were bracing for Hurricane Michael. But Scott got the better bargain, says columnist Diane Roberts. She wrote a piece about it for The Washington Post.
He got the free media, because he is the governor of the state. It's cheaper than buying a campaign ad.
As mayor of Tallahassee, Andrew Gillum benefited from free media, too. The Democratic candidate for governor was seen filling sandbags in the days before the hurricane. Republican candidate Ron DeSantis is in a different situation from Gillum, Scott, and Nelson. He no longer holds elected office. As Michael was crossing the panhandle, DeSantis explained his campaign plan on Fox News.
So we canceled our fundraisers, and what I did is I had public rallies scheduled yesterday and today. We converted those into supply drives, so the campaign.
And while Hurricane Michael was barreling toward the panhandle, the Republican Party ran this ad, criticizing Gillum's response to Hurricane Hermine 2 years ago.
After the hurricane, we had no electricity for over a week. Utility companies lined up trucks to restore power. But as mayor, Andrew Gillum refused help from workers.
Here's Gillum on MSNBC.
My opponent has decided to leave all of his negative advertising up all the way across the panhandle, including right here where we are preparing our citizens for a Category 4 hurricane impact. I again would encourage my opponent to just subside with the politics. We'll have plenty enough room.
Gillum's campaign responded to that ad with its own ad.
Hurricanes don't have a party affiliation, and neither should our response efforts. I'm Sheriff Walt McNeil.
At an event in Tampa, reporters asked DeSantis about the Republican Party's ad. He said, quote, "You run your campaign the way you run your campaign. It is what it is." A Republican Party spokeswoman tweeted that it had ordered the ads taken down in places affected by the storm. The races for governor and senator were both supposed to have debates this week. They were canceled to focus on hurricane recovery efforts. Scott's campaign put out a new ad on Tuesday, a day after he said he'd be taking a break from campaigning.
Senator Nelson's playing dirty politics while Governor Scott is leading.
I'm Rick Scott, and I approve this message.
Governor Scott's wife, Ann Scott, is stumping in his place over the next few weeks. For Here and Now, I'm Alexander Gonzalez in Miami.
And we will be traveling to northern Florida next week, broadcasting from Tallahassee. We cannot wait to get there.